Hi, my name is Nishant Lingamdeni. I'm a program manager in the Windows Partner and Ecosystem Engagement team. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how you can build hardware-accelerated encrypted storage devices, which we call as eDrives, in Windows 8. Today's presentation is a shorter version of the presentation that I gave at the Windows Ecosystem Summit in Taipei. For the full version and for the slides of which I presented, you can go to the Windows Ecosystem Summit website. With that, let's get started. So let me start by giving you an introduction of what eDrives are and how they're different from self-encrypting drives that are in the market today. So an eDrive is basically a regular storage subsystem that comes with additional hardware which you can use to offload crypto processing to. Now, this regular subsystem can be embedded multimedia card, could be solid state drive, could be eMMC, could be hard disk, could be any of these form factors. So it is, the technology itself is form factor agnostic. It is different from self-encrypting drives in that it follows a different set of standards. Self-encrypting drives follow the TCG standards, whereas encrypted drive follows TCG standards in addition to IEEE 1667. So think of encrypted drives as a flavor of self-encrypting drives. It is relevant to the ecosystem because the initial time based for required for hardware-based encryption is much lesser than that is required for software-based encryption, so much so that the initial encryption time is eliminated. You also have faster than software-based encryption during standard operation, and it also removes the initial as well as ongoing performance hit caused by software-based encryption, be it BitLocker or third-party encryption management software. And by standardizing inbox support in Windows 8, we can enable broad adoption of that technology. Now let me talk a little bit about one view of market demand for this sort of technology, for hardware-based encryption in the coming years. This is a research study conducted by Coughlin Associates in conjunction with Trusted Computing Group. If your company is a member of Trusted Computing Group, you should have access to this this research study on the TCG website. If not, you can find the report itself. There's a URL at the bottom of the page which you can see to purchase the report. At the highest level, this report tells us a few things. First, it says that it is likely that by 2017, all hard disk drives will shift to SCD capable units, which means they will have the capability of offloading crypto processing to the hardware by 2017. All of them with respect to hard disk drives. By 2016, you see that the high, median, and low estimates are quite high, between 411 million, 315 million, and 122 million, respectively. They also project that SCD capability will be in more than 80% of SSDs within 2 years, which is by 2013, and almost all SSDs will have the capability of offloading crypto processing to hardware within the next 3 years, by 2014. So suffice to say that we see significant demand in the ecosystem for hardware-enabled storage devices with respect to encryption. Coming to the value proposition of eDrives in Windows 8, the value that we bring to customers and partners. For customers and OEMs, the first thing is the data is always encrypted. We protect the sensitive data of the customer and the partner. And the opportunity cost for the OEM to get involved to source and ship eDrives is quite low. From a Windows perspective, the end user has a very seamless out-of-the-box experience. They do not have to wait for encryption to finish, and they can actually get encryption done quite easily, very quickly. Which brings us to cost savings. We do save time. As opposed to software-based encryption, which can take a few hours, hardware-based encryption takes a matter of seconds. We also reduce CPU cycles, given that the crypto processing is done in the hardware and we save cycles on the CPU itself, that does save a little bit of power as well. This also reduces the testing and qualification costs from an OEM perspective. We hope to ensure compliance and improve ecosystem health via the device certification and the system certification programs. To recap the value proposition and to give you some idea of what the goals are for this feature and some additional data that we have to share with you at this time, the goals at the highest level are, in the short term, each OEM supports a few PC configurations with eDrives at the start of Windows 8 general availability. We also hope that the top-tier independent hardware vendors and independent software vendors, ISVs and IHVs, support eDrive by Windows 8 GA as well. We're working with a lot of them, and I'll give you an update of that in the coming slide. In the long term, we think that eDrives are going to be ubiquitously available, that most drives will have the provision of offloading crypto processing to the hardware. And as I mentioned many times already, the initial encryption time is eliminated. I have here an example of a test that we've conducted. We've taken a Microsoft standard laptop, which is a Core i7, 4GB DDR3 RAM with a nice graphics card, a regular spinning media hard drive, and we put Windows 8 on it with an eDrive configuration, one without an eDrive configuration. The non-eDrive laptop took more than 1 hour and 20 minutes to complete encryption in the first run. eDrive, the system which is enabled with eDrive, took less than 5 seconds. Suffice to say, this is for a 150 GB hard disk drive, and it gets worse if you have a larger hard drive and the hard drive is full of data. We also have improvements with respect to runtime performance. And I have here a chart that shows it on the right-hand side. It basically shows that data throughput is 15 to 35% higher on a machine that is outfitted with an eDrive. The white color graph is the non-eDrive and the gray color graph is the eDrive. You can see for different data operations like random parallel reads and sequential parallel writes, see that the eDrive data throughput is higher than the non-eDrive. Also, we see that common scenarios like startup, sleep, hibernate, and shutdown are also improved. That is, the time taken for the PC to respond to you in these scenarios is improved with hardware-based encryption as opposed to software-based encryption. And that eDrive-enabled systems also have improved CPU utilization, freezes the CPU to do more important things, as well as a little bit of battery life. With that, let me change gears and give you an update on what the ecosystem is doing with respect to eDrives. We've talked to a lot of the OEMs already. We've been talking to them for quite a while now, and we've seen significant attention from OEMs to eDrives in all form factors. We see a strong need for eDrives on tablet-based devices, and that the demand is increasing in regular form factors as well. We've already received commitment from one OEM, and we're working to get commitment from others as well. We're working with one IHV on spinning media and one IHV on SSD, both of which have given us prototype hardware which is fully functional with eDrives today. And we hope to get commitment from other IHVs in the coming months. Coming to a software vendor perspective, we're working with 6 ISVs and we're willing to add more per request, same as with IHVs and OEMs for that matter. And coming to tablet devices, we see a definite need for eDrives on tablet devices. eDrive capable eMMC and mSATA parts, we're hoping that they will be available by 2012-2013 timeframe. And we're working with 5 hardware vendors on those form factors in particular. And we're looking to enforce a certification requirement after Windows 8 launches as per the status of the ecosystem, depending on the demand that we see for eDrives in the market. The call to action that we have is for you to evaluate the technology, identify potential blockers, depending on your area of focus, work with hardware vendors, software vendors, firmware vendors, and OEMs of your choice to support eDrives in time for Windows 8 general availability. Confirm your interest in supporting eDrives, share plans and tentative timelines with us, and we'd love to work with you to support eDrives before Windows 8 becomes generally available. With that, if you have further questions, I suggest going to the Windows Ecosystem Summit webpage. The URL is right on this slide. And if you have additional questions on documentation for APIs on eDrives, you have the iOctals and Structures documentation right here. You also have the eDrive device guidance documentation available on MSDN. Please search for that and you will be able to find it. With that, I thank you for your patience. My name is Nishant Lingamneni.